Pansy Reed and Harold Bigmore remember their childhood days at school and play here in Burnham-on-Crouch.
I remember there was a class of 30. It was all in the same class, only 30 then. And my health broke down as a child. I was 6 from the bottom. I had a few weeks off. I got better enough to go. And then the next year I came 6 from the top. But it wasn't enough to get to Malden Grammar School.
Were the boys and girls mixed in classes then?
Yes. Oh, yes. In its office of Mr. Ambrose.
Yes.
Brassy Ambrose, they called him. Because I remember him saying that if I wasn't well enough to go back to school, there'd have to be a certificate. Something of that. I was pretty ill at the time, I remember.
Do you know what was wrong with you?
No, not exactly. I think I just outgrew. I shut up. I was something of that. And I was having toothache badly. Well, that was being thoroughly run down, wasn't it?
Oh, and then we had Skipping Ropes as well.
So I was just going to say, did the boys skip as well?
Yeah, we had Skipping. And I used to get the girls one each end at turn, and what we always used to skip.
Have you any idea where the skipping rope came from? Because a lot of places near the sea use the old ropes off of the boats.
Yeah, used to get them down really far, a bit of rope off of the yachtsman or something.
Yeah.
You never had no handle, just a
ordinary rope.
I want a new skipping rope. And then if, say these hoops we had iron hoops. Sometimes you see them and they break. Well, we used to take them down to King and Irons's, the blacksmith, it was King and Irons's now. And say, "Well, if Mr. King, my hoop's broken." You say, "Put it down there, mate." And he used to heat them up and stick them together again. Never charges anything.
If you'd like to listen to another track, please press the button again.